Hello and welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. And on the fifth day of Mariahmas, the Obsessed Podcast gave to you a breakdown of the star. Okay, so we've recently revisited this with our Last Island of Christmas songs, which was a really great episode, and there seemed to be a great response from it. I feel like with the star, it's an easier option of that particular time in Mariah's career. We all know that moment and those few years of how strange they all were and about a hit and miss that they were. And I feel like this was probably one of those hidden gems that really got like overlooked because of everything else that was going on. We recently did as well the All I Want for Christmas Is You movie, and that was during that time. So you can go listen to those two episodes, Island of Lost Christmas Songs or the All I Want for Christmas Is You movie review. But here we are going to break down the star. So the star was for a film, a DreamWorks movie called The Star, and it was basically the story of the birth of Christ, the real meaning of Christmas.
But it's from the animal's perspective.
From the animal's perspective, yeah. And it's a really cute little animated movie. Have you seen it, Gia?
No, I haven't. I should watch it this Christmas season because I actually haven't seen The Star. Is it good?
It's not the most amazing thing I've ever seen, but it is really cute.
It's cute.
A cute little movie.
Does cartoon Mariah come out and sing The Star? Or like, when does it come out?
I'm not going to lie and say that she does. It's not as heavy as My Heart Will Go On in Titanic with a... but like, there's little elements of the like tinkling from memory. I might be wrong. And you think, is it going to be now? Is it going to be now? And it never happens. But then at the end, somewhere...
It's during the credits.
It's pretty much during the credit. Which is okay because you get the full song.
Well, that's good. That's good. Maybe I'll rent it after this.
I don't think it comes on straight away on the credits. Like, it might be the like, second song in the credits. So it really is pushed out the way of the tunnel vision of the movie. But like, you know, it's kind of there and you feel like, I don't know, there's something really nice about the movie, and I feel like Mariah's presence is there. I think that
when I was young, I used to watch the Veggie Tales. Do you know what the Veggie Tales are?
No.
Well, it's like a cartoon about all the vegetables, and they reenact like different like stories in the Bible. So this That's is kind cute. Of give. It's kind of giving me Veggie Tales, only they're animals.
Okay, yeah, live your life correctly and eat your greens. Well, yeah, I've never seen that. I don't think we had it over here in the UK. But then you are younger than me, like almost by a decade, 11 years, I think. So, yeah, I wouldn't have seen that. I feel like this song is really, I want to say it's kind of like a classic, really, for the time. It's not really classic in terms of like One Sweet Day or Miss You Most at Christmas Time or Joy to the World. But I think for the time that we're at this stage, the piano that starts that, I think it really does give that nighttime emptiness sky, like almost like a spiritual element along with a festiveness to it. It is attached to Christmas. When you look at the sky, as much as you look out on the ocean, there's always this kind of like bewilderness. It's the unknown. And obviously we weren't around for the time of this story either. So it's the unknown. It's all about faith in things. And I feel like listening to this song, it really gives you that feeling of like a bit of a warm hug of it's okay. The song starts off telling the story of the birth of Christ. And again, it's so beautifully played. It really gives classic Mariah as well. The lyrics aren't as in depth as what like the roof is and what Giving Me Life is or anything like that. But it still does give depth. I mean, it's from the Bible and she's done it in a way to fit with a song, but it still is cute and it really does set the scene. There's a storytelling element there and it does build, not build in a like Through the Rain or Hero, but like it does build into a proper like nostalgic Mariah element with the key change.
I feel like for when we got it, like, it's a good addition. And for the Christmas catalog, it's a good addition. You know, it's like you said, it's like not The Roof or Giving Me Life or anything like that, but it still has its place. And I've heard it on the Christmas radio. So I think it deserves to be played on Christmas radio for sure. So
it's a song that's very easily put away because of the time. But then I think since we relived it for our Island of Lost Christmas songs that came out recently, I think that if you do put it away and revisit it, you can fall in love with it again for a whole different reason, because you forget about the vocals because you're so attached to the time it came out, or attached to a movie that really doesn't have, it's not the biggest song from the movie. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of redundant moments attached to the song. But when you listen to it on its own, without start to finish as a Mariah Carey song, it really is amazing. And there's a lot of building, there's a lot of like runs, but then obviously there's a big note towards the end that doesn't really deliver, but it's still there and it's okay. It's not the worst. I mean, how do you feel?
I feel like this year and the episodes that we've done has given me more of an appreciation for The Star. It's not my favorite Christmas song from her, but it's not like my least favorite either, though. It's still a really good one, but yeah. She could drag it out for the next year's show.
She could only drag it out for next year's show if she does something with it for the 30th anniversary. She can't just pull it out of nowhere, because then there's still people that are stuck in that time of like, oh, the Nightmare era. And I feel like people are like, oh, why is she pulling this out now? And it just seemed like a very strange, alienating, questionable moment. So I think as long as she does something with it, there needs to be a reason basically for her to
a remix. It. She can give us the Star remix.
A duet, a new video. I like the video. I don't know, something. Because vocally it kind of is recent-ish. And I think it would be a nice way to celebrate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay.
That was a short one.
Well, I mean, like, it's not like, well, there was a music video too. There was a video.
I actually feel the outfit is very similar to what she sang, what she wore for
this year's show,
Silent Night with the Crown. She could do that outfit again for The Star. I mean, it's a little bit like
it was similar. It was kind of similar. She could have worn that. Yeah, she could have done The Star this year with that ensemble. She could have. Yeah. I feel like we could get, you know how there's like seven, eight music videos for All I Want? I feel like we could get another music video for The Star.
Yeah.
You know, we could get more than one, you know. We've already got so many All I Want videos. We could do, so like I said on the other day of Christmas, we need Christmas Times in the Air Again video. We need another The Star video. Another Miss You Most video would be cute, but yeah.
A couple one, yeah. But I feel like for The Star, they could use just all Mariah, what we've already got, take out the cartoon movie bits and add whatever else they had originally. Because they would have filmed like multiple angles of the whole song, of her singing this song or lip syncing this song or whatever. And then they would have just taken out whatever they felt wasn't as strong, and then they would have thrown in the movie. So they could really like still put those back in. I'm pretty sure they're not that bad, you know. But I think Justice for the Star needs to happen, because vocally, it's not that bad. The way it's written is still okay. You know, there's really strong elements to this song.
Okay, well, that has been day 4 of Mariah-mas. We hope you've enjoyed. And stay tuned for day 5.
That was day 5.
That was day 5. Girl, it's day 5 already? Oh, it's my day God. 5. Jeez. Well, stay tuned for day 6, you guys. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Follow that star above you.
I'm trying to bring you back.